You're listening to KNNA LP FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church worship service with Pastors Poppy and Mirandi.
Thank you. The Lord be with you. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Boy, it seems like forever that we celebrated Easter, right? Well, this is our seventh and last Sunday of the Easter season. Easter, more than a day, it's an entire season, a 50-day season where we get to bask in the glow of the resurrection. But each Sunday that we get farther and farther away from that Easter celebration, the joy and the luster kind of wears off. We pray that God would richly bless us with a special measure of His Holy Spirit. Christ is ascended. We celebrated that on Wednesday of this week. And these last few weeks in our Easter season have been kind of a pre-Pentecost time, getting us ready for God's promise, God's gift of the Holy Spirit, who points us to Jesus through word and sacrament. That'll be our celebration next Sunday. Today we are excited to have our member and recently completed first-year seminarian, Mark Kranz, with us. Mark and Bethany and baby Emma. All right, yes, yes. Boy, she looks like a Luby. Yeah, there we go. We are excited to have the Kranzes back. Mark just completed his first year at the seminary, and it is he was here Christmas time, I believe, and helped with the worship services. But now, after his first year is done, he has his quote-unquote license to preach, and we are excited to have him deliver God's message from the Word today for us. We pray that God would continue to bless the Kranz family, and they'll be back in Fort Wayne again very, very soon. And hopefully the Scammons and the Kranzes will be able to reconnect. At least it'll be a familiar face there this next coming year. A couple of words on our worship service for today. The outline for our 10:30 service begins on page 5 in our bulletin. Page 5 in our bulletin, our opening hymn, number 480, He's Risen, He's Risen, great Easter hymn, the only hymn in our hymnal written by C.F.W. Walther, first president of the Missouri Synod. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, that's on page 184 and following. We have a worship insert for the day, the readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings that You shower down upon us. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, for His completed work, His life, death, resurrection, and ascension, filling all things, sending the gift of the Spirit, pointing us to the forgiveness, life, and salvation that He and only He can bring. Heavenly Father, as You have called us into Your marvelous kingdom, as You have refreshed us and renewed us with Your many and various gifts, Heavenly Father, teach us who we are and how to live in the joyous light of the gospel today, tomorrow, and forever. It is in Christ Jesus' holy and precious name that we gather, worship, and pray this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 480. page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, Alleluia. Your face, Lord, do I see. Hide not your face from me. Alleluia.
Thank you.
King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel, chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary,
and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
Hymn 795. Please be seated.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is 1 Peter, the second chapter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, consider for a moment what defines a possession. Merriam-Webster states, something owned, occupied or controlled, whereas an object is something material that may be observed or perceived by the senses. Now notice the difference between the two. It is not the thing which determines whether it is an object or a possession. In fact, it is the possessor. A possession is defined by being owned, occupied, or controlled by something or someone else. Our text today gives four magnificent titles to the people of God. But it's the final title that we're going to focus on, a people for God's own possession. Now this names not only the people of God as the possession, but it names God himself as the possessor. My friends, you are possessed to proclaim. Now St. Peter's letter is addressed to Christians who live far from Jerusalem. More specifically, these are Gentile Christians who have converted from various pagan religions. They heard the word of God, and the Holy Spirit turned their hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. Now these people had changed, but the world around them remained the same. Sacrifices were still offered to pagan gods at temples throughout the city. Family homes were still built around hearths designed for the worship of household deities. And it is likely that many of their extended families, if not their close family members, still worship those false gods. Daily life was a constant struggle between their faith in Christ and the pagan but familiar world around them. How do you remain a faithful Christian when your own history and every facet of life is contrary to that faith? St. Peter reminds us exactly who these Christians once were. Once, they did not belong to the Lord. For once you were not a people. You had not received mercy. What does it mean not to belong to the Lord? Well, in the days of the prophet Hosea, the Israelites, God's chosen people, had turned from worshiping God to worshiping idols. They had been given a promise and forsook it for gods of their own choosing. God told Hosea to illustrate the unfaithfulness of Israel by his marriage to an unfaithful woman, and then by the names of his children. She conceived and bore again and bore a daughter, and the Lord said to him, "Call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all." When she had weaned No Mercy, she conceived and bore a son, and the Lord said, "Call his name Not My People, for you are not my people, and I am not your God." God did not choose to cast off Israel. Israel chose to cast off God. And for this, the punishment was to be stripped of God's mercy. The consequences were that Israel was to no longer be a people. To be not God's people is to turn and refuse the promises that God has given. St. Peter is reminding these Christians that they too were once not God's people. Now David says it in a different way. He says that we are all converted heathens. That is, once you and I did not belong to the Lord. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. If you were born of a natural mother and father, then you were conceived in sin. And this we have inherited from our father Adam. Your very flesh cries out for sin, and we all willingly oblige. We sneer and gossip when a celebrity scandal is revealed. We boast when our candidate wins the office, and then disavow the enemy as though they had personally harmed us. We cry for the individual freedom to exercise our religion, and then sit at home when granted the opportunity to protect or speak out for the weakest among us. When those placed above you sin against you, you make sure to talk to everyone else and make sure everyone else knows so that their reputation is marred, but you refuse to talk to that person just to avoid conflict. We despise the name of Christ by refusing to hear his word proclaimed simply because we don't like the messenger that day. Truly, we too were once not God's people. But now, you are possessed by God. God has given you a new name. From our text, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. You are a possession. That which has been obtained and is in the control of your possessor. Now God created the entire cosmos, and that means all is His. But man turned away from God and removed himself from God's possession, just as Israel removed itself from God's promise. Yet time and time again, God Himself has purchased Israel back into His possession. When He purchased Israel from Egypt, He called His people a treasured possession. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And when Hosea's wife had lain with another man, God told him to purchase her, not forcefully take back what was rightfully his, but to purchase her. Through Hosea, God promises, I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God. Each time God purchased Israel, it was to preserve the lineage of the fulfillment of his covenant. You see, when God demanded that Israel obey my voice and keep my covenant, he meant nothing less than to hear his word and uphold his promise of a coming Savior. Your price, the price of God's treasured possession, was none other than the blood of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. A little further into St. Peter's letter, he tells us, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. He paid the price of your soul, that you once more would belong to God. But God's titles for his people do not end there. You are also a chosen race. You are the chosen race, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth. It is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery. You are descended from the faith of Abraham and grafted into that lineage by your baptism into Christ. You're a royal priesthood, royal because it is owned by the King of Kings, a priesthood gathered together with direct access to God to receive his gifts, no longer mediated by one tribe of man, for we now have one mediator to God, Christ himself. You are a people holy to the Lord your God because God loves you and has set you apart. Your citizenship is to a nation of faith, set apart from the nations of this world. And therefore you proclaim his excellencies. You are possessed so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now what are his excellencies? To a Hebrew, they would be the moral uprightness of Christ's life. To a Greek, these are the miraculous deeds of Christ, worthy of great praise. And while Christ is absolutely the perfect example of upright, moral living in accord with God's law, we converted heathens are to proclaim something far different and far more deserving of praise. His excellencies are the miraculous deed which bestowed all these titles upon you. Christ crucified for your sins and raised again to life that you would share in his glorious resurrection are the excellencies that you are to proclaim. Now do not mistake my words. Your proclamation of Christ's excellencies are not some prerequisite for salvation. Rather, because you are God's chosen people and his treasured possession, you now proclaim. You cannot help but be who you are. Pray, praise, and give thanks to God. When your flesh cries out for sins, proclaim the excellencies of Christ and give thanks to God. As a new creation in Christ, wage war against your sinful flesh. In a world surrounded by pagan idols, conduct yourselves as one worthy of the title a royal priesthood and a member of the holy nation. Be subject to all in authority, even when they do you injustice, that by your example the world around you will behold one who is set apart. Hear his word, receive his sacrament, and rejoice that the shepherd has sent you under shepherds. But above all, show forth the mercy which you have been shown. In whatever station you have been placed in life, son, daughter, brother, sister, father, mother, employee, employer, show forth mercy to all that you encounter. For once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And that is what St. Peter has to say for us today. Christ has redeemed you, purchased you for God's own possession. You are a holy people of God, having received mercy. Show forth and proclaim the excellencies of Christ's mercy, for you are his. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We now stand, page 193.
Welcome in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for you and for the life of the world. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship today. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of being God's prized possession by the blood of Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you. requests as listed in your news and notes. We also remember Aaron Williamson, who is having tests, and we are awaiting results. We pray also for John Watts, who is battling cancer. We stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, you have provided us an advocate and a great high priest who intercedes before you on our behalf and who has sent from you your Holy Spirit to comfort, counsel, and guide us in all our ways. We give you thanks and praise for your boundless love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. And we pray that you would continue to sustain us in the one true faith, that we may be bold in our confession of your holy name, stand firm in your truth, and rejoice to share in Jesus' sufferings with the promise that we will share in his resurrection glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. O Lord, that the Spirit's ministry of the truth may grow and be sustained, continue to raise up in your church faithful pastors and teachers. Bless and guide Miss Sump, to whom we have called to serve us as a teacher, in her deliberations of this call. Provide for us a teacher, we pray you, for our school in this place. Bless Mark Kranz and his family as he continues his studies at the seminary. Prepare him to serve your people with your precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God Almighty, we thank you for all those who have laid down their lives in loving, selfless sacrifice for us, for our nation, for our freedom, for our families, and for our children. They are an image and reflection of your love, grace, mercy, and compassion for all people. Comfort the families of those who gave all, and help us to honor their memories by treasuring, giving thanks for, and using the freedoms you have blessed us with honorably to the glory of your holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, grant your blessings to all in our midst who have graduated in the past weeks or will graduate today or in the next weeks to come. Guide them in all their future endeavors wherever you lead them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. O Lord, you are the great physician of body and soul. You chasten and you heal. Show mercy to all of your servants, especially Aaron, John, Jerry, Celeste, Emily, Ed, Vivian, Ruth, Sharon, Lyle, Al, Janet, Cindy, Doretta, Mildred, Sherry, Joe, Sonia, Diane, Bonnie, Ted, Anna, Larry, Bonnie, Warren, Ken, Brian, Bridget and Sophie, Beth, Ralph, Shelley, Betty, the son-in-law of Raleigh and Marge, Kristen, Desi, Raleigh, Dell, Cassie, Joyce, Charlotte, Noel and Carol, and the people of Venezuela. Spare their lives, restore their strength. Even as you gave your Son to bear our infirmities and sicknesses, deal compassionately with your servants and bless them with your healing power. We commit them to your gracious mercy and protection. Grant your peace to all those who mourn, especially the family of Marianne Preschold, whom you took to yourself on Thursday. Comfort them with the sure and certain promise of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy, everlasting God, at your Son's gracious invitation, we come to the altar this day to eat and to drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Let this supper impart new life and vigor that our faith may increase daily, ever humble and contrite for our sins, and in love and service to you and to our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body, precious blood of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith till life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. We stand for the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May be seated, hymn 488. 488.
Welcome in the name of the one who was dead, but now is living, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. We'll have one more Easter-ish service, and that'll be on Wednesday night. And then next Sunday, we will celebrate the high and holy festival of Pentecost. And we pray that God would richly bless us as we begin and enter a new season in our church here. Please check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events that are available in the days and weeks ahead. Got a lot of stuff going on. Vacation Bible School is getting closer and closer. We have sign-up sheets. We need a few teachers and helpers and snack people and all that. Most of all, we need the kids to sign up. Excuse me. There's also some packets where we have some flyers, door hangers where you can go out into the neighborhoods. There's a map on every packet. If you can help us spread the word, you don't have to necessarily talk to anybody, but if you can get those door hangers out, that would be great and be a great way to help spread the word about our upcoming Vacation Bible School. The theme will be a very Reformation-based theme, Here I Stand, and we look forward to that. Also coming up very soon is Summer Sunday School. The sign-up sheet for teachers for Summer Sunday School is on the information booth, so that's two different things. I'd like to give our regular Sunday School teachers a break during the summer. Maureen Marshall's put together the lessons, and they're very user-friendly, but we need teachers. We need teachers, and if you could help out for one or two Sundays, that would be great. Sign-up sheet on the information booth, and the sooner the better on that as well. The Vacation Bible School mission offering, half of it will go to support Pastor Preuss in the Dominican, and the other half will go to the Kranz family and their studies at the seminary. We're thankful that you were able to be back with us, and you'll continue to be in our prayers. Just got to let us know what we can do. Keep us posted on things. Is Emma sleeping? Yeah, Dad's got that gift, huh? Yeah, all right. Great to have you back. Yeah, somebody got it. Okay. As many of you have heard, we've been making the announcement throughout the day. It pleased Almighty God on Thursday evening to summon the soul of Mary Ann Preschel, longtime, very faithful member here at Good Shepherd. The funeral service for Mary Ann will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Wednesday, 10 a.m. right here. And please keep Barb, she was at the 8 o'clock service, please keep Barb and the rest of the Preschel family in your thoughts and prayers. It was about 10 years ago that Mary Ann's husband, Bob, passed away. And great, great folks, and now reunited once again in heaven. Thanks be to God. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the regular Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Clint Poppy and Christopher Morande pastors. Empowered by the Spirit, compelled by God's love and forgiveness, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church celebrates and shares Jesus through worship and witness, nurture and fellowship. We invite you to join us each Sunday morning for worship at 8 o'clock or 10:30 a.m., Sunday school and Bible study at 9:30, or Wednesday evenings for worship at 6:30 p.m. with Bible study at 7:15. Good Shepherd is located in South Lincoln on 40th Street, one block north of Old Cheney. Recordings of this and other services may be found by visiting our website at www.goodshepherdlincoln.org. Good Shepherd Lincoln is all one word. If you would like a tape of this service or would like more information about Good Shepherd, call Pastor Poppy or Pastor Morande at 402-423-7639. This broadcast is brought to you as a mission project of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.